This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans can soon weigh in on what to do with millions of dollars from a settlement with the e-cigarette maker Juul. CPR's John Daly.
Attorney General Phil Weiser filed a lawsuit in 2020. A probe found Juul's marketing targeted young people and it misrepresented health risks. A multi-state settlement secured $450 million. Colorado will get nearly $32 million. Weiser says the state will start taking spending proposals.
We're excited to give out what will be a first of probably multiple rounds of awards to organizations and to schools who are taking on this vaping crisis.
When the AG's office filed the suit, Colorado was the number one state per capita for teen vaping. The most recent data found one in six teens report vaping in the past month. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A public comment period is open on public access to the Three Peaks area in Fremont County. That's around 20,000 acres of public lands that don't currently have a management plan. The comment period is open through January 15th. Denver still has a lot of empty office space. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
Nearly one quarter of Denver offices are sitting vacant, according to real estate services firm CBRE. Even though more people are coming into the office, companies just don't need as much space as they did before the pandemic. That's creating headaches for landlords. One option is to turn old office buildings into apartments. Despite a lot of talk about doing that in Denver, not a lot of progress has been made. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado's new paid family leave program starts today. The program covers people with an illness or who are caring for a sick family member or new child and people escaping domestic violence. It's funded by a fee on workers and employers. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.